This is sleepawareness.net. Today's podcast is sponsored by IntelliBed.
And this is your host, D. Edwin, April 5th, 2012. Okay, today we're doing a little bit more in-depth look into sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis, well, according to oldhagsyndrome.com, and why they call this old hag syndrome, I'll get to in a minute. There are four different kinds of, well, four different stages of sleep paralysis. One is the hypnagogic, the sleep paralysis that occurs at the beginning of the REM cycle. The hypnopompic, which sleep paralysis is experienced towards the end of the REM cycle, which is rapid eye movement. The familial sleep paralysis is sleep paralysis with a strong genetic causal pattern. And isolated sleep paralysis, ISP, does not have any other comorbid sleep disorders involved. Now, if that none of that makes sense to you, then that's not a surprise, because it doesn't make sense to a lot of people. And so I'm going to spell it out in simpleness. When sleep paralysis, when that occurs, it's usually during the rapid eye movement part of your sleep. That's the sleep where you're closest to consciousness, yet your body and your mind is working simultaneously to keep itself still, to not act out the dreams. So it's normal to have paralysis. When sleep paralysis reoccurs, it's called reoccurring isolated sleep paralysis. It occurs over and over again. Luckily, reportedly, it's a rare condition. Sequential episodes of ISP lasting in total of an hour with overwhelming sensory and hallucination components is very rarely found, like 10% of individuals. And 90% of those who experience this feel intense, uncontrollable sense of fear. So it's understandable, especially if you don't know what's going on, to have an uncontrollable sense of fear. Two main periods of sleep paralysis is normally experienced. The first is when a person is about to go to sleep because their mind is active, but their bodies turn off due to immobility. The second is right before waking, which the mind awakens prematurely in REM sleep, but the body is not yet done with the cycle. One can be sitting there wide awake, but not able to move a limb. So, yes, that can be annoying, but there's some good news ahead here in the article. Sleep paralysis, unfortunately, is also known as old hag syndrome, because it has many perceiving an old hag or demon sitting on their chest while sleeping. And it's not an uncommon thing at all. It's kind of strange. People don't understand why they seem to get the same individual at their dreams during this period. But it seems like half of all people have experienced sleep paralysis one time or another, and many of them have experienced seeing the old hag. This might be explained by the presence of the drug DMT, which is produced by the pineal gland in the brain. DMT is said to cause hallucinations of different sorts and is a natural occurrence in the brain. So paralysis, like we said, is a natural process in the body caused by the brain when a chemical is released to prevent the movement of the body during REM. This protects a person from acting out the dream, which is very good for the whoever's ever sleeping next to you. During sleep is known as non-reciprocal flaccid paralysis. If your mind wakes up during REM sleep before the paralysis wears off, there you get sleep paralysis. It's as simple as that. According to Brady and Peters, MD, sleep paralysis is common and may be experienced from 20 to 60% of all people, depending on the population examined. In a recent college study, 21% were found to have had at least one episode of sleep paralysis, where only 4 to 5% had more episodes. It's believed that it's precipitated by night sleep deprivation, stress, and a sleep schedule disruption. Well, you see, there are some things in common that we can avoid. We need to make sure that we get a good sleep, that we are not overwhelmed, that we have time to depress before we go to bed. And this leads to the treatments of sleep paralysis. Several approaches to the treatment of sleep paralysis. One is going to be more of a spiritual side, and one is more of a medical issue. Some people say that they believe there's demonic forces that cause the sleep paralysis. They feel that prayer helps them overwhelmingly get rid of whatever is sleeping on their bed or sitting on their chest. Others find the paralysis to be merely an event caused by the brain, and they believe it to be a medical issue. Those people would go to their doctors, who sometimes will prescribe medicines that will help a person sleep, or antidepressants. The bottom line is to get to know and understand paralysis and realize it only lasts several seconds. So if you must count to 20, like you're counting sheep, by the time you get to 20, the paralysis should be long worn off by then. Also, prepare for good sleep by not going to bed stressed or upset. Also, it's been said that laying on your side will also help prevent sleep paralysis. So try those things and see your doctor if it becomes too much of a problem. This way, sleeping on your side, make sure you have a good mattress that goes with your back so you don't experience any trigger points or any bad posture pains that you might get. Check out the mattresses on IntelliBed.com and find the best mattress for you. Well, thank you for coming and joining us on this podcast, and we look forward to speaking with you next time with some special guests. Oh,